Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's get you set for the Cowboys and the Cardinals tonight right here on 105.3 The Fan. Brian Broaddus and Ari Temkin will have the pregame show at 4 o'clock. Right now, Arizona is favored by 1 in Kyler Murray's return to Arlington. Let's bring in Cowboys insider Mike Fisher, who will be at AT&T Stadium. Fish, before we get to the game, your reaction to two reports yesterday. Jason LaCanfora, CBS, saying expect the tag again for Dak, and Jay Glazer saying that Dak has been going to the facility. He's going to get daily COVID tests to be around his team, and the Jones boys are still absolutely in love with Dak, and they want to give him his long-term deal. Your reaction to the Dak reports?
Yeah, and somebody on Twitter at Fish Sports, when I reacted to that yesterday, you know, talked about me, how condescending I'm being and how arrogant I'm being, and I'm really going to have to work on that. But
I don't know if you – did that sound sincere, Choppy, right there?
I don't think that sounds like you're really going to work on anything. It sounds like an RJ thing.
Does Marsha think that you're condescending or arrogant, you think?
No, people in person don't think that. That's just my that's my media persona.
Say what?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Anyway.
Anyway.
So this I guess is where the reaction comes from. It is a sky is blue report for LaCanfora to say the Cowboys might tag Dak. We know that. They've said that. They think it. It's true. And Jason knows that. He knows that it's Sunday morning and I got to come up with something and I got to write something about the Cowboys. It is an absolute no-brainer. You don't need sources. That's the other thing that bothers me and always has. We do this in journalism. We put sources on it to make it sound like we're Woodward, Bernstein, and James Bond all rolled into one. Why not just quote Jerry? He's on the fan twice yesterday saying, we're going to keep Dak Prescott. We love Dak Prescott. And there's only two ways to keep him. One is to tag him. Two is to sign him. The other deal with Glazer is I think the COVID-19 angle is makes it juicy. But we know for a fact that Dak wants to be with his team. So much so that I told you guys last Wednesday that I need to ask how soon he gets to come to the stadium and sit in the coach's booth. That's where I want him. I want him in the coach's booth with a headphone on. Dak's connection to the team is very real. He's going to have to go through. It's not only the COVID thing, by the way. He's going to have to get doctor's clearance to walk around and drive around and all the rest. And as you'll recall, and this is my non-condescending effort to confirm that we already reported this. Last week, I told the story of Tyrone Crawford, who begged the medical staff, please let me come to the games. And they wouldn't even let him fly to the road games because they just thought it was unhealthy for him after the double hip surgery. All it takes is somebody to bump into Tyrone Crawford. And the next thing you know, they undo all the things that have been done right. So that was the example I used, how careful they need to be with Dak to not let him do whatever he wants to do here. But yes, eventually Dak will be with his football team on a daily basis. And next year, the Cowboys have two options: sign him long-term or tag him, and that's the end of my condensation. Condensation? No, that means something dries up.
That means your water dripping from your ceiling.
Yes, it is going to be condensation because I'm going to quit being so condescending, and it'll turn into condensation.
This was the tweet I think you're referring to, Big Tolo Trey. Let me guess, Fish is going to condescendingly say Glazer's a great reporter and he really enjoys his work. Then he'll say Glazer didn't say anything that he hasn't been saying right here on The Fan for the last week. End segment. So there you go,
Tolo. Yeah, that's a Tolo right there.
That is a Tolo. Hey, Mike, in all seriousness, is there any way that you think a discount is being discussed that this injury scared Dak a little bit, and he's like, you know what, man, I'm not going to take a chance with my lifetime money, even though Adam Schefter chimed in yesterday and said, so far so good, that, you know, they're concerned about infection, but so far no infection. And Jerry and Steven say, you know what, we're going to float this offer to you again for $35 million a year, or maybe a little bit less. Do you think there's any possibility of a Dak discount?
Zero. He's gonna rehab like a maniac.
Yep.
He's gonna walk out back on the field in March or April, and the Cowboys are gonna go, oh wow, everything's fine. The Cowboys ownership is gonna go to the medical team, Dr. Cooper, and Dr. Cooper's gonna tell him the truth, which is that he's 100%. Then Jerry and Steve are gonna go talk to Maurer and Rip Brown, and they're gonna say, Jerry, sorry, we can't give you a discount lie. We're gonna tell you the truth. He's 100%. And then we're going to be exactly circling the track at the exact same spot we were last April. Exactly the same.
Fish, set us up for a little Cardinals preview for tonight and some of the keys to this one in your mind.
Well, first of all, let's start with Leighton Vander Esch. Exclusive, the sky is blue. As of yesterday morning, he's 100% playing. And he had a terrific week of practice. They are not letting him come back early. They're letting him come back because he's healthy enough to come back. And I presume that he starts in the middle. They shift Jalen off to a role that maybe as weak side. I hope they let Jalen Smith be more of a north-south player and just let him come downfield. And then they would look for Leighton Vander Esch to be east, west, north, and south, which is what it takes if you want to chase around Kyler Murray, who we'll get to in a minute. I don't think the idea... Remember the old days of the spy? You guys have heard of it. We're going to use a spy on this mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys would do it against Randall Cunningham. And with all due respect, because Randall Cunningham was mobile, but not even like this.
No.
Randall Cunningham wasn't even like this. And so you could put a very athletic defensive end and say, you're going to spy Randall Cunningham, and it could be somewhat effective. But I don't think it works against Kyler Murray. I don't think you have a linebacker that can run with him. Remember last year when the Cowboys played the Saints and Jordan Lewis basically was a spy against Alvin Kamara. Remember that?
Yeah.
Last year or 2 years ago? Yeah, and that did work. And so it's still in your defensive bag of tricks, but you're gonna have to pull out a lot of tricks to stick with Kyler Murray, especially if you think that you're gonna shut him down as a runner. He's just against the front seven at any level of football, high school, college, or pro, he's just quicker than you are, and he's more elusive than you are. And he's a better thrower than Lamar Jackson, who, of course, this epitomizes the running back, wide receiver, punt returner playing quarterback in today's NFL. So Kyler versus Leighton Vander Esch, one way or another, it might come down to that tonight.
And, you know, coming back, he never lost at AT&T, but, you know, he's going to be home from his home fans, his family. You know, is there the Kyler's nervous? Kyler's got all the angst against him because of that. Is that something that's creeping into his head?
Yeah, this is a great question because people call that Jerry world, right? But if you're Kyler Murray, it's Kyler's house. It's being written that he's 6-0 all time. He's actually 7-0. Because he was a backup quarterback at Texas A&M 1 year. And then our man, Kevin Hagelin, keeps saying, because he covered him at Allen High School, where I believe he was 43-0 as a starter, or as a three-year starter, and threw 186 touchdown passes, something ridiculous like that, and three state championships. But Kevin Hagelin keeps saying, I could swear it's more than 7-0. So we need to get to the bottom of that. Kyler Murray pretending he doesn't know. He said, I don't know. I know I haven't lost, but it's... And I know it's a lot of wins. It is the third most wins of any quarterback in that building. Romo has 25. Dak has 24. And here comes Kyler Murray. Eli Manning is next up with 5. So Kyler Murray has more wins in that building than Eli Manning, which is rather astounding. And then Kyler's answer over the years, last couple of years, to the nervousness, he says, the only time I was nervous is the first time. My first time I started at Allen High School, he was 5'5", 140 pounds. I was nervous for my first game. I haven't been nervous since then. So, yeah, I think there is a Kyler's house comfort level tonight, Chop, at AT&T.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider at Fish Sports here on The Fan. What is your score prediction?
I think the Cowboys, even with Andy Dalton, are stuck on 30 offensively in a good way. I think this offense is now a machine in a lot of ways. Even with terrible starts, they still end up at 30. No matter where who they play on defense, they still end up at 30. No matter where they play, they still end up at 30. I don't want to let go of the possibility, Chop, that this team sat down yesterday and watched TV. And they watched the NFC East. And they watched the Eagles fall behind 1-0 before a rally. And then have two of their stars on offense, Miles Sanders and Zach Ertz. I don't know the degree of their injury, but two guys go down. And then they watch Washington lose to the putrid Giants. How does this team not watch football yesterday and go, guys, we can own this division. All we have to do is be decent.
Yeah.
You talk about just getting to the tournament. And so I would like to think that the Cowboys are inspired enough by what they watched yesterday to tonight beat the Arizona Cardinals 30-27.
Mike, you did a lot of homework on a Bill Barnwell trade thought for a safety in Denver. Take us through that, please.
Yeah, this started no condescending stuff here. This started with Bill Barnwell of ESPN just throwing out an idea. Hey,
yeah.
What if? And that's I'm pointing that out. That's totally legitimate because he framed it right. Hey, what if the Cowboys and the Broncos would put together a deal where the Cowboys give up a 2 and a 4 to get Justin Simmons, the safety in Denver? Well, there's some problems on the surface of that. I'm not saying he left out the fact that this quarterback is on the tag for $11.4 million this year. And if you had to tag him next year at safety, that'd be 13 point something next year. And this means the Cowboys are paying $12 million for a safety. That probably doesn't fly. And then the other part is he's playing poorly. And I don't know if that's what the people in Denver think. And then came a fan saying, I've been texting with Justin Simmons. And Justin Simmons' quote is, I like Mile High, but the star is next level. Well, that really got it going. Then our buddy Benjamin Albright in Denver called Justin Simmons and said, did you say this? He said, no, that's not my text. I said no such thing. And then I talked to a Cowboy source who said, no, we have had no contact with Justin Simmons. And the reasoning would be $13 million and a 2 and a 4, and he's not playing well. That doesn't solve the Cowboys. None of this solves the Cowboys' problems at safety. Where Sean, they're going through safeties now like Choppy goes through underwear, which basically means once a week. He changes underwear once a week.
It depends if I have something going on. I might change underwear more often than you think.
The old joke is daily, but for Choppy, we made it once a week.
Mike, fantastic stuff. Enjoy tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.